The doctor ducked out of the way of Kevin's paws. "Take your time," he said. "I'm not going anywhere after all." He nipped quickly around the TARDIS, aiming to keep it between himself and Kevin. Rose and Jim ran to Kevin, trying to hold him back. But he gently, yet firmly, moved Rose aside. Jim held onto the creature's fur, tugging and pulling. "Airlock!" Jim cried as Kevin shook him free and he went careering across the pod. "There's someone in the airlock! Don't let her in!" the doctor shouted. "Ooh!" Rose said. The doctor's face appeared for a moment before he ducked out of sight again. "Who do you think, your mum?" Through the glass porthole, Rose could see Silver Sally waiting for the pressure to equalise. Behind her, through the outer door, Rose could see a Krark suckling hopefully. "Let me in," Sally pleaded. "Please let me in." McCavity looked at Rose.
"The red lever," he said. "Pull it to the left."
But Jim was furiously shaking his head. "That's the outer door. That'll shoot her out into space and the Krarks will get her."
"That's right," McCavity shouted back. "That's what she deserves."
Rose almost pulled the lever. He was right. It was what she deserved. "And what do you deserve?" Rose shouted at McCavity. "She's not the only killer, Andy, you know." Okay. The doctor was standing with his hands up in a gesture of surrender. "We can't go on like this all day." Kevin approached him wearily.
"You'll bring back Larissa,"
McCavity said eagerly. "I can't," the doctor told him. There was real sadness in his eyes. "Really, I can't. So let me just say goodbye." He looked over to the airlock, meeting Rose's eyes. "Rose, it's been fun. Do whatever you think best. You're not wrong. You're never wrong. How could you be?" She blinked back the tears and reached for the lever that McCavity had used to lock the inner airlock door. It moved easily and the door swung open. "No tricks, all right?" Rose told her, as Sally all but fell into the pod. "Thank you," Sally gasped. Kevin stood, hands on hips, watching as the doctor shook hands seriously with Jim. "Jim," the doctor was saying, "you know what to do too, don't you?"
"Yes, doctor."
"Good lad." As soon as Jim stepped aside, Kevin took his place. The doctor shook his paw. "No hard feelings," he said. "Now, just give me a moment, will you?"
"Why?" McCavity demanded. "Get on with it, I'm going to enjoy this."
But the smile disappeared from his face as Jim launched himself at the man.
"You murderer!" Jim yelled. "You killed your wife and Casper and Rod, and now you're going to kill the doctor. I won't let you do it."
McCavity flung him aside, eyes blazing. "You're next," he spat.
"Excuse me," the doctor shouted. "I'm trying to say what might be my last words here. Now, I made Sally there a promise earlier, and I've kept it. I make you a promise too, McCavity. Either you let me go, either you annul the Black Shadow and call Kevin off, or I promise you will regret it."
"Regret it?"
McCavity gave a roar of laughter.
"Not for one moment, Doctor."